Hey, everybody. Dear Season Daily, October 29th, 2025. We're just a few days away from the month of November. That's exciting stuff if you're a deer hunter. And this show is as well, hopefully. We're going to talk an update from RHO. I'm going to give you guys a little update from the shop as well. Weather and movement predictions, as always. And the tip of the day that has to do with cameras on this edition of Deer Season Daily. But before we get into it, don't forget Rack's Big Game Supplements. You can go to racksmineral.com and check them out. If you guys are on YouTube, subscribe. I got some news on that coming up. Like, comment, that always helps. If you're on audio only, follow us there. Leave us a review, that helps as well. And you can also support us by going to our website, richhunteroutdoors.com, and buying anything that we have on the website with the discount code RHOPOD. That's all caps, no space. You get 10% off of everything in your order. That's a great way to support the show if you guys like what we got going on. So let's kick it off with the RHO update. My buck video is coming out today. It should be out just a couple hours after this thing drops. So whenever you listen to this, go check that video out. I think you guys are going to like it. Like I said before, it was low light. It was raining. I got a little out of focus at the end of it, but it wasn't horrible. I've seen a lot worse. I've seen a lot better. I've done a lot better myself. I've done a lot worse myself. So it falls somewhere in the middle, but it was a super cool hunt out in the rain. Really nice mature buck, huge bodied buck, and I think you guys are going to enjoy that one. So make sure you go over there and check that video out if you haven't already. And if you're listening to this before it comes out, make sure you're subscribed so you can see that. And speaking of being subscribed, this is the third time I'm going to mention it. We're less than 100 away from our goal of 10,000. We set that goal for the end of the year, so we're closing in on it quickly. We've got 2 months left. I think we'll hit it here pretty soon, so if you aren't subscribed, please do so and help us get to that goal. And if you are, share the channel with your friends, tell them to get subscribed, and help us get to that goal of 10,000. We're going to hit it soon, and you guys can be a part of that. Thanks to everybody who already has. And thanks to everybody who's going to. We really appreciate it. That's what keeps this thing rolling. And that's kind of why we do all of this stuff, is for everybody out there that's taking in all the content. Nothing for what's new today. I didn't even look because I'm trying to keep this one a little bit shorter. Weather movement predictions. Not going to be awesome today. Low of 51, high of 53. Cloudy with a high chance of rain all day. It's supposed to rain pretty much from before daylight until dark. After dark, even. Winds up to 15 miles per hour midday. They're supposed to start straight out of the east and then basically move around and get more north as the day goes. I think east, northeast, and then by the end of the day, maybe straight north, if not north, northeast. And that's going to be switching all the way around to northwest, I think, on Thursday. So we're starting to blow through some colder air. We should have a front coming through, a pressure front coming through as well, because tomorrow or today we're looking at it rising from 29.7 to 29.85. So not an awesome spot for the pressure, not an awesome thing to be raining all day. I would expect that that's going to subdue movement, unless maybe you got a doe coming into heat in your area. We've been seeing some of that already from some reports from some guys. So if you got a hot doe, obviously there's going to be deer moving. You're probably going to see a good buck because he'll probably be with her. But depending on how hard it rains and how steady it is, it could really subdue the movement today. If the forecast changes throughout the day and the rain clears up a little earlier than expected, the evening could be good. So if it gets out of here at like 2 o'clock this afternoon or something like that, it could be good after that. But if it's going to be raining all day, don't look for it to be an awesome day. And that takes us to the tip of the day. Don't trust your cameras too much. They might be slow today, but don't let that keep you from going out and hunting, especially days like today. But even on good days, when you think there should be deer running all over the place, you might not get them on camera, because those cameras are good at telling you if there is a deer there, but not necessarily if he's not. So let me explain this, a little confusing. If you get a picture of a deer, you can 100% confirm that he is there. But if you don't get a picture of him, it doesn't mean that he isn't there, right? Because those cameras only cover so much area. That deer could go stop and go around it. I told you guys about the doe that I saw do that the other day. She literally just stopped and then backed up and went around the camera. So there's that as well. They only tell a very small part of the story. So let them be a tool, not what gets you in the woods or keeps you out. So if they're super slow, don't let that keep you from going. If they're really hot, that's awesome. and that can tell you where to go. You can use them to help you make decisions to kind of base your hunts off of where you're going to go, maybe, if you do have a picture of one over here but not over here. But don't base your hunt solely on your cameras. If it's a good day, if you know it's a good area and you think there's a chance there's going to be a buck in there, especially over the next couple weeks, don't let your camera ruin your hunt before you even get out there. That's all I got for you guys today. Quick hitter on the 29th. I'm ready for this rain to get out of here and get back out in the woods after those bucks. I know you guys are too, so I appreciate you tuning in, and I will catch you tomorrow with a better weather movement report. I am sure I'll see you then.